Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for Twit's annual audience survey, and we want to hear from you. Please visit twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. It only takes a few minutes, and your anonymous feedback will help us make Twit even better. We thank you so much for your continued support. twit.tv/survey.
Coming up, live streaming is back, but is it better than ever?
Absolutely. Plus, Tumblr loves Kickstarter. Ooh, how to deal with passwords and the truth about Nintendo on iOS.
All that, and you know what won't die?
What?
Speed reading on iPad Today.
Die! iPad Today is brought to you by Trunk Club. Have the wardrobe you've always dreamed of, handpicked by your own personal stylist. Go to trunkclub.com/twit and join Trunk Club today for free. I can do a speed reading. Just read really fast. Hello, Sarah Lane.
Hello, Leo Laporte. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am so great also.
I was watching you on TV the other day.
Were you?
Well, it was internet TV.
Yeah. You know something about that.
Same thing as TV, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
People at home?
It's content to be consumed by users.
If it comes in on a 4x3 screen or a 16x9.
Something. 720p, 1080.
It's all the
maybe
same.
Maybe even SD.
Why would you care?
I'm not going to judge you for your choices.
Through the air or went underground on cables or
series
just
of tubes.
It's all tubes.
Right. Tubes. Sometimes.
How have you been?
I've been very well.
Have you traveled since you were at South by Southwest?
I was.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. I hadn't been the last couple of years, I hadn't been the last 2 years. And I did go for work. TechCrunch had quite a few writers going, and so I thought, well, you know, let's get some video out of it. And it was a lot of fun. It was nice to be there. But I do think that I don't love South by Southwest as much as everybody else. I never have, and I find the branding to be off-putting.
What's the branding?
Well, you know, the companies will go and be like,
brand you?
Coca-Cola has a taco truck, you know, or stuff where you just kind of go, this used to be a startup thing, and it's just so far away from that.
CNN, I don't know if they did that this year, but in the past years, they've had like a CNN pavilion.
Yeah.
As if they're like there, but they're not really there. They just have like signage.
And there was one thing that it was like a group that was standing right outside the convention center. And there's a lot of traffic anyway, so it's like if you're going to do something right outside the convention center, you're already in the way. And it was all these people who were claiming to be really afraid of robots taking over.
I saw the signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my coworkers was like, "Hey, did you see that? Like the people who fear robots?" And I was like, "Trust me, they're selling something." Just because everything.
Were they? Of course they were.
They were selling a dating app. But it took a few days for people to catch on. And so they got a lot of press because everyone's like, wow, the robot haters are finally coming out. And it's like, there's just no way.
Well, you saw what Tinder did. Did you see what Tinder did?
Oh,
maybe you didn't fall for it. They made a fake profile of an attractive young lady.
That on Tinder, I say that I'm interested in the opposite sex, so I wouldn't have seen it.
It was for the male tech writers.
Yeah, she was an AI experiment.
So, I don't know what it was, but... You know, in Tinder, and you've explained this to me, so thank you.
You're welcome.
You swipe left for somebody you don't care about.
Yeah.
Swipe right means...
Swipe right means I like the look of you.
If you both swipe right, then you can communicate. Of course, she's a bot, so she swiped right on everything.
Yeah.
So she's available.
And it was a picture of an attractive woman.
She was very cute.
And it's sort of funny because she's asking these questions.
And then the guys are getting all excited. You know, she likes me. I'm going to kind of work her. Because isn't that the next step is like you start messaging? Because
you're talking.
I'm on an Instagram feed of Tinder.
Tinder nightmares. I told you about that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, those are just like the worst people on earth. And then they get called out and then they get posted on Instagram.
It's pretty funny. But for some reason, I feel like that must be a lot of what's going on there is like guys being a little forward, so to speak.
I mean, what are you going to do? Tinder.
So these guys, they're all excited because they think this cute woman has said, I'm interested in you.
Well, and she's not. It's an ad.
But it's funny because at first she just seems like she's being very forward, like, have you ever been in love? And so the guy's like answering these sort of like, okay,
that's
well,
just
like, you know,
mean.
Well, it does kind of feel like, oh, it's just,
that's just mean.
You know, some
speaking as a guy who is, you know,
who's
easily taken in by stuff like that.
Right.
That's just mean.
Well,
I would have gone home and cried afterwards.
I think you'd feel really
used.
Well, like you were experimented on.
Yeah.
Tinder is already so strange anyway. It's just full of... It's dating. People that you've never... It's
not dating. It's a hookup app. Let's face it.
I have been on dates with people that I've met on Tinder, and there was no hookup
involved. So sometimes it's just...
I never met the man in my dreams.
Us. Right.
But, you know, I'm not dead yet. There's time.
There's a philosophy for life, huh? So one of the things that was really big at South by Southwest, and this is, by the way, really why South by Southwest has a reputation it does. In 2007, Twitter took off at South by Southwest and became what we know today, or started to anyway. 2008, 2009, Foursquare, same thing, just exploded. So apps, people who do apps go there to hoping that they'll, boom, explode. And this app called Meerkat came out 2 weeks before South by Southwest. It was a live video streaming app.
Right.
And they were smart because they got a lot of traction, mm-hmm. and boom, South by took them to the moon.
There's always that one app, and it doesn't really have so much to do with South by itself. It has to do with the fact that Meerkat is a great example, as were Foursquare and Twitter before it, and even Highlight. That was sort of the big app.
Highlight was a flop at South by Southwest. Everybody thought that was going to be the
big
app.
It wasn't a flop. It was a battery drainer. And so that's where everyone was like, oh, yeah, this doesn't actually work. It was actually a pretty cool service
otherwise. It made sense for South by. It was an app that would tell you with people who similar interests were in the vicinity.
Were near you. So you could go up and say,
I see you on Highlight.
You're right, yeah. But Meerkat... South by Southwest is sort of just it's this great sort of testing grounds because you get a lot of people who are, you know, the interactive
adopters,
portion of it is
geeks.
You get a lot of geeks, people who are working for startups or tech or interested or social or whatever, and they all want to try a bunch of stuff out, and you can kind of stress test your system.
Right. Well,
there was
a lot of meerkatting
at South by, but I have to say I probably meerkatted, if we can verb it, a few times. I think it's kind of fun. But there are so many of us overdoing it that you get that live now
let's
thing
talk
in
about
your Twitter
it.
Stream, and it's just like, oh.
I think you and I, we use the verb to meerkat. I don't know if people know what it does.
Yeah.
What is? You know what? I'm meerkatting right now.
Oh, are you?
Well, let me go
well,
just reach
convenient.
Around and get my meerkat.
Do a little reach around, and why is it on? Okay.
It's a makeshift tripod.
Okay.
So this is my iPhone. It's running the Meerkat app. I started a Meerkat stream. It tweeted out to my Meerkat followers that the stream was going. And right now, as we speak, there are 147 people watching. That's pretty good, considering they were behind the TV for the last 50 minutes.
Yeah, you guys are just dedicated. Thank you.
Let me show you what it looks like. There's actually, this was my app cap last week, on the interface for the person who's streaming. There's chat. The chat always ends up, you can like it, and those end up as favorites, and then you can chat, and then it'll end up as tweets. You can see the icons of the people who are doing it. So this was the flavor of the month at South by Southwest.
It was.
So it's live video streaming.
It's live video streaming, and you might say, well, what about something like Quick? Remember QIK before Skype bought Quick, right?
QWIK.
No W.
Just QIK?
QIK, Quick Messenger. So bought by Skype, right?
Yep.
If I'm not crazy?
Yep. No, Skype owns it.
And that was, I think that came out in 2011? Anyway, when
Social Cam from Justin.tv, same idea.
Same idea. So that's why when Meerkat got on the scene, I thought, well, why is everybody acting like this is a new thing? It's not. Certainly, LTE networks and connections in general are better than they were 5 years ago.
Cameras on the phones are better.
Cameras on the phones are better. So
you get more bandwidth, better camera.
Yeah, it's kind of like in the next wave, the quality and the experience is better. But Meerkat was really smart. We'll get to the whole Twitter thing in a second, but Meerkat was smart because it got itself a lot of attention early on, because when you started a stream, it would tweet that you were live.
Right.
And then when you would comment and people would comment to you on your streams, those would turn into tweets. So it seemed really engaging.
Yeah.
The problem was is that I think, and maybe it's just because I follow a lot of people who are just interested in meerkatting, it was like 30% of my stream for a couple of weeks, and I just thought it was super spammy, and I almost blocked it on Tweetbot. And Meerkat has in the last several days, updated at least their iOS app. I don't think they've updated their... Is there even an Android app?
There is not for either one.
Both of
these are iOS only.
Okay, so the iOS app for Meerkat, which will run on the iPad, by the way, even though it's an iPhone app.
No, Meerkat is a...
Oh, it's a universal.
Meerkat, actually, here's the iPad version of Meerkat. It is a full iPad version. That's unlike Periscope, which only has
actually,
an iPhone
right.
version.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what they've done is they've allowed you to opt out of having those tweets for conversations that you're having while the stream is live actually tweet. Because what ends up happening is it's weird. It's like if you were to tweet at me to my stream and I were to respond, it looks like I'm responding to myself.
It's a little weird.
It
and
just
yet,
doesn't work well.
It's part of what drives traffic, and I think that's one of the reasons Meerkat has done so well up to now, is this integration with Twitter not only makes it easier for you to find other people who are meerkatting, but for people to see that you're meerkatting, to get notifications that you're meerkatting, and all of that traffic saying, at Leo Laporte, oh, Sarah's pretty, people go see that in the stream, and they say, what's going on? And so I think it drives engagement. But now Twitter doesn't own Meerkat.
Twitter doesn't own Meerkat.
Twitter bought a company to do exactly the same thing
yes.
called Periscope. They never told anybody that was the problem.
No. And in fact, I think that they decided to announce that they had bought Periscope because Meerkat was getting so
right.
much attention that Twitter wanted to, because they weren't ready to launch it until just a few days ago, but they wanted to take the wind out of the sails of Meerkat's, at least... You know, it's got a great name, Meerkat. It makes sense. You know, you're a little
it's
Meerkat
cute.
Watching other people.
It's so interesting because Periscope's been in progress for months.
Yeah.
Meerkat was written in 2 weeks. We're actually going to talk to the founder of Meerkat tomorrow. We're going to do a special triangulation right before Twit.
Cool.
Ben Rubin will be on the show tomorrow, and we'll ask him about this process. But I wonder if, and I'll ask him, did you hear the rumor that Twitter had bought Periscope and say, because they already had YeeVo or something like it. They already had something like this. And say, we got to beat Periscope, and we got to get it out in time for South By. I mean, or maybe it was just
That's
accidental.
Possible.
But they did it as well as you could. Now, Twitter decided to cut them off from the what they call the Twitter social graph.
Which means that when you sign up for Meerkat, originally you could say, follow everyone on Meerkat that I follow on Twitter.
Which was great.
Which is great. That's just a great way to populate. You've assumed you, most of the time you like those people already. Twitter said, nope, you can no longer do that.
I think it's minor.
Yeah.
Because you could still go to the... Well, for what... You know, I think my Meerkat won't launch on my iPad because I'm streaming on my iPhone. But if I could get...
Oh.
Maybe you could launch yours.
Yeah, of course.
There's a little blue ribbon in the upper... It's not blue. It's white ribbon in the upper right-hand corner. You could see who the top meerkatters are, and they make it very easy to add them all. So I think that they've solved that, most of that problem. They also still can tweet, right? They still can tweet to start the stream, still can tweet chat conversations. Twitter can't really cut them off from that because they're just
mm-hmm.
using Twitter as it's intended. They're not using an API. They don't need to use an API or anything like that.
What's also kind of nice, but I also think is a little bit strange, is that you can schedule a live stream. So let's say you were going to say, we're going to talk to the creator of Meerkat.
I like
Let's go ahead and schedule that for a certain time.
Make it to 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Well, I don't think you can do much more than, it's 24 hours.
Okay.
You could also add a photo, though, that gives it a little bit of context. And then you could go ahead and schedule a Meerkat, or you could just go ahead and stream it now. Here's one thing. If you like Meerkat, God bless
you.
Click
that ribbon on the upper right hand so I could just show people what I was talking about.
Oh, the leaderboard?
That shows you who the top ones are,
so
Jimmy Fallon and Mashable.
Leaderboard stuff, I'm automatically so turned off by.
But
I agree,
but it's certainly driven somebody like Jeff Needles to Meerkat like crazy.
But,
if you press
like,
the plus
that,
button on
that,
the right, you can add them.
Yeah, no.
Shaq's in there. Gary Vaynerchuk, you see. It's all the usual suspects.
But that's what I mean. It's like the
Mike
usual
Elgin.
Suspects of people who, for some reason... what does it matter? Mashable's
it does matter.
At the top?
These are the active users.
Yeah.
So you don't care to follow somebody who's never going to use it. You care to follow somebody who's going to use it. So
depends on the person, though.
Well, you pick. You go, okay, Gary Vaynerchuk, yeah, I'd like to see what he's doing. He's an active user. Inactive or less active users are way down on that list. I don't think that's a problem. I think it solves the issue is discovery, right? Because if you don't, if you can't just automatically add everybody you follow.
Well, here's the thing is that it's like, all right, let's search for people that I might know.
And then you can search for people you know.
So I say, well.
Leo Laporte.
Yeah, Leo Laporte. So it's okay. I mean, you can still follow the people you want to follow. It's
one not as, by one it, yeah. instead of all of a sudden.
I actually wasn't following you. I wasn't following anybody.
Oh, thanks.
I was following Matt Honan. For some reason, I only followed one person.
Now, when you
when
follow somebody,
up.
You're going to get notifications.
Yeah, and I don't like that. Notifications in general are just like...
could turn it off.
Yeah.
Both programs will do this. And actually, we'll get to Periscope in a second. What we're doing is we're talking about live streaming. And in fact, in a little bit, we're going to talk about the lesser known, because there's other choices. You mentioned Quick, Social Cam. There's other choices. You don't have to use Meerkat or Periscope. It's just
those
that
are
all
the two.
All the cool kids are.
Those are the two that are getting a lot of attention. What's interesting about Periscope, and actually why the reason that I like it better.
Wait a minute. Can we finish Meerkat?
Okay.
Because we're going to fight.
We are?
Yeah, because you like Periscope.
Right.
I like Meerkat.
Okay.
So we'll talk about the pros and cons of each.
Okay.
So, the other thing that's interesting about both programs, you could turn them sideways, as people expect you to do when you're doing
video.
Right,
we've been trained not to do vertical video.
People yell
right?
when you shoot something
yeah,
with
say,
your camera.
Yeah, they say, noob, what are you, born in a barn?
They're really rude about it.
Yeah.
And I've always said, I don't feel that way. I feel like this is the native video form for a phone is portrait mode. So get over it. But no, people are very, very, oh no, you, anytime you shoot video, you should shoot it like this.
Wow.
Well, both Periscope and Meerkat, you can do that, but they don't reorient their user interface. So what happens is that everything's sideways now. They really want you to stream this way.
Well, and it just, on a smaller form factor, it's weird. It would be weird even if it did arrange itself to landscape. Now on an iPad, that's obviously less of an issue.
Right.
But on an iPhone, which arguably is where people are going to do most of their live streaming because it's smaller and you would have it with you more.
The other thing that people like
strange.
About Meerkat is it doesn't save the video. Now, this was probably...
You can opt to.
No, let me explain. This was probably a choice by Meerkat because they didn't want to be in the YouTube business, right? They didn't want to have to serve video. You can save it locally.
Right.
Both of them will let you do that. But once you've finished your Meerkat stream, it's gone. There's no way to go back and see it. And I think that that's, for a lot of people, a plus. It's the Snapchat thing, right?
Sure.
I don't want this. I'm going to make a video, but I just want it to be for whoever's watching live. I don't want to do it for everybody later.
Mm-hmm.
Periscope is a little different on that. We'll get to Periscope in a second. But I think that was one of the other kind of surprising things that made Meerkat popular. Both will let you switch from the front-facing camera to the back, so you can do selfies or you can show what you're seeing. And you can do it while you're doing it. And Meerkat lets you chat to people. So with Meerkat, I could press the chat button and actually respond to people, which is and it will even tweet the comment if I ask it to. There's a little switch. You can barely see it. So I think, in a way, this is better integrated with Twitter. Ironically, even though it's not owned by Twitter.
Yeah, I think maybe, and again, it all depends on who is doing the live streaming, but with Meerkat links, because I think a lot of people are kind of like trying it out, like, oh, look, I'm at this restaurant, or I'm walking down the street, or whatever, and the live stream doesn't last that long. Well, if I'm not completely on top of it, that link is dead on Twitter within a few minutes.
Right.
So then I click, and then it says stream over, and I'm
Don't you think that's part of the charm of it?
No. I think it's like a waste of my time.
Okay, so... It looks like we're going to have a head-to-head battle. I'm going to take my tripod down now.
All right.
Because I've stopped Meerkatting. So that's kind of in a nutshell. And this was my app cap for last week, Meerkat.
Yeah.
Periscope, finally, Twitter dropped the other shoe, and Periscope came out this week.
That's right.
Periscope, tell me about it.
Periscope is interesting because, now, again, I got those wrong. It's true. Meerkat is universal for iPad. Periscope is an iPhone app. But
not that that matters. That
it
much.
Doesn't really, but, you know, it's just worth noting. So, all right. So this is my Periscope interface. I've got stuff that's live right now. Now, what's interesting about this is I do not know little quotation guy. He's apparently from Russia. I don't know Ilker. I don't know that girl, Jessica. I don't know any of these people.
Yeah, this is one of the things I don't like about Periscope.
Yeah, and the reason that Periscope is serving me up a bunch of content for people I don't know is because nobody that I'm actually following is streaming anything right this second, or they would be at the top.
Let me show you the same interface on Meerkat. And by the way, this is one reason iPad people would prefer it, is that Meerkat is better on the iPad for viewing, right? Because you can watch. So these are people I follow. Mm-hmm. It's very similar. Isn't it amazing how similar these two programs are? Mm-hmm. I feel like Meerkat must have had a spy in the Periscope group. But notice there's just a few, and it's the people that I follow. It's whoever I follow now or who is scheduled, so we can watch Jeff Needles at the Founders Dojo. He's streaming. And this is the watching experience, which is very similar to the streaming experience. You still get the chat head bubbles up here, the chat like this. I can press heart, but in this case, it's just going to favorite. It's going to say Leo liked this instead of a little. Well, you're going to show what the heart does on Periscope in a little bit.
Yeah.
So from a point of view of consumption, I think the iPad works nicely in consumption to have a native iPad.
Yeah.
It's more fun to watch these.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
When I first fired up Periscope the other day, I was like, wait a second.
Who are these people?
And then I realized, well, that's what Twitter wants to do, because they want me to understand how it works.
Yes.
Right?
They also want to promote things.
Exactly.
Right?
So you've got live content, you've got other stuff that's going on, and then you've got recent live streams. So this is the 61 recent streams are not actually happening right now, but I have the option of catching up on Periscope, so it's a little bit of an on-demand thing. I think they stay live for about 12 hours. So Leah Bancroft, she says she's sitting by the dock of the bay.
See, that's what's different.
She just got engaged. Maybe she and her fiancé are down there having a beautiful day in San Francisco.
Unless you turn this off, it automatically saves this for 24 hours.
Is it 24? I thought it was 12. Okay,
24 hours.
So now it's funny. She's like, oh, wait, let's do landscape, which is nice for me on an iPad.
But look, the interface doesn't flip, so everything's sideways. You have to read the chat by tilting your head.
What's kind of neat about this, though, is that I am watching who joined and who hearted her stream, even though this is no longer live. So I kind of get the experience as if I was part of it. Obviously, you can't be chatting because,
I like it that it preserves the chat. So even though this happened in the past, the chat act and the hearts, by the way, there's the hearts, act as if you're there. You can't participate, but you can at least see what other people were saying. And I like that.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Leroy.
See, this isn't so bad. Now, you don't know this person, right?
No, I do. It's my friend Leah.
Oh, it's a friend. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're nice people.
Don't you think this is going to be more interesting for people who, you know, to follow people you know?
Well, yeah.
But then on the other hand, yes and no.
There's also the whole citizen journalism aspect of something. You know, there was fire in New York City the other day, and everybody was periscoping and meerkatting, and it was actually...
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you're watching it unfold. Much like Twitter ended up being something that was extremely helpful in that sense, too, but this is all video. You know, the whole thing is video. It's not as if video is one aspect of it. It's about video that's happening right now or very, very recently. Okay, so that is you know, the recent stuff. Now, if I were to...
Here's another point, by the way.
Okay.
Not only is Meerkat public, live only, it's public only. So, and Periscope adds an interesting feature, kind of like Google Hangouts, where you can Periscope to an invited set of people. So you could use Periscope to give a class to just those people you invited.
Mm-hmm.
Meerkat, it's everybody, no matter what you do. That's a big difference, I think.
Yeah. Periscope, you can do private stuff. You know, it's funny. My first reaction was like, ooh, it's like for, like, you know, sexy time. But you could do that with FaceTime.
Well,
it's not as if there's, it's not like they made that up out of nothing.
Periscope's founder, well, it would be group sexy time, right? You sexy time to a larger number of people. Periscope's founder says there will be no sex on Periscope. There will be nudity, but there will be no sex. Meerkat has a policy, but at no point do they say no nudity or sex. But I notice both companies, anxious to keep it from turning into a sexy ghetto, red light district of the internet,
are kind of
discouraging it, in some cases actively blocking.
Well, that's the thing with Twitter, right? I mean, Twitter already has an issue with people that harass other people on Twitter and just a lot of spam accounts. And that company is constantly having to try to keep things cleaned up and not abused. So they don't want a company that they bought to be known as the sexy app.
It's ironic, though. There's plenty of nudity, in fact, printing a very, very adult photography on Twitter.
Right.
They don't block that. So if there are adult movie stars on Twitter who are posting very graphic images, so...
Well, they have to wait for somebody to report them. They're not just going to, like, go and look for these accounts.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that Twitter blocks any of that.
I thought that if it was offensive content...
Yeah, you can say this is offensive, but I don't know if Twitter blocks it, because it seems to be... There doesn't seem to be any...
No?
There's a... Yes.
Maybe I'm not following the right
people. You're just not following the right people.
Hey, so... you like Meerkat. I prefer Periscope. To be honest,
why do you like Periscope better?
Well, because you don't have to be watching live. Okay. I can catch up with somebody, and I don't. You know, let's say it's somebody. It's like my friend Chris. He had a family fish that died, and he and his little kids went out to the beach and like buried the fish, and he Periscoped it, and it was like
cool.
Yeah, and everyone was like, "This is actually really kind of amazing." It's kind of a look into this little slice of life for this family, and I missed it by a few minutes, and so I just never got to see it. So that's helpful for Periscope. Periscope also. Not only that, but I can go back and look at my Periscopes later. I can save them to my camera roll. But you can do that with Meerkat as well. And I just find the interface to be more pleasant. Maybe Meerkat feels a little...
They're so similar.
Cobbled together.
Isn't it funny that they're so similar?
I'm not exactly sure. It's just it's a feeling.
Yeah.
I'm just going on a feeling. But again, yeah, Periscope is going to get a lot more love from Twitter. And probably the Twitter community, just because now it's part of Twitter.
So, by the way, they both require Twitter. You have to have a Twitter account to use either
one
of them.
Right, that's the way you sign into each of them.
I like Meerkat better because it's for the same reasons you like Periscope better. I like it that disappears. Mm-hmm. You can, in both cases, save it to your local storage, but you'd have to figure out how to get it to YouTube. I mean, you could make it last if you wanted to on Meerkat, but by default it goes away. I like the interface on Meerkat better. It's a little friendlier to me, although they both are so similar. If you showed them to people, people probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference, except for one's yellow and one's blue. The hearts are cool on Periscope.
Yeah.
I like the hearts on Periscope.
I could take them or leave them. I don't care about
the hearts. My biggest thing is I feel like Twitter is going to corporatize Periscope and monetize Periscope. And I feel like Meerkat's a little bit more underground. And so that's why I like Meerkat better. So you like Periscope, I like Meerkat.
I also wonder how long it will take because Twitter is now already playing with autoplaying videos in
ads.
Twitter streams. Ads, but also just videos in general in its apps and its web experience. Yeah. And I can see a Periscope stream being part of that video that is automatically playing. You know, if audio is not on by default, I don't know. I mean, autoplay videos are everywhere. Why fight it? But it does make for a more cluttered experience. Then again, I'm on Tweetbot, so none of these features ever matter to me. I've never even group DM'd before because Tweetbot isn't supported. So.
But these are not and have never been. This is not a new category. As we mentioned, these things have been around for a long time. You have another app, right, that does... There's Google... Hangouts on Air will let you do this. It's hard to use.
There's something about Hangouts that I don't know why, but it confuses everybody.
Isn't that funny?
No one knows what Hangouts does.
Isn't that funny? Because, I mean, really, if Google had just done a few things differently, this could have been Meerkat.
Yeah.
It has the same kind of functionality. It even has the store, you know, store it and play it back on YouTube automatically.
Right. I think it's because Hangouts did sort of morph from something that was more of a group collaborative tool, like a video group chat, to something that is more fully functional and acts exactly as you're describing.
Right.
And just a lot of people just didn't pay attention or never tried it and don't realize that it's evolved.
I find this so fascinating because it's just little subtle differences that can make all the difference. And there have been, like as you said, we've mentioned Quick, Social Cam. I don't think either of them are still around. Hangouts on Air. Wasn't there something, Vivo? Wasn't there a...
Vivo's music videos, so
not
I don't...
V-E-V-O. Oh. I think it was V-E... I don't know. I'm trying to remember. But that just shows you that you can invent the same app, but a slight subtle difference is going to make a huge difference overall.
And also, so many of these apps are, they're just flavor of the month. And I don't mean that they're not good tools or compelling. It's just they ebb and flow like...
Yeah, but there have been
like,
a few...
Like fashion, you
Instagram
know?
Is a keeper.
Yes, that's true.
Vine, what do you think? Failure, flash in the pan? Or?
I don't know why Vine got as popular as it did, besides the fact that, you know, it has Twitter love because Twitter owns Vine as well, but... I was in Vine today for the first time in a while. You know, I chuckle at a few of the things that I see in my stream, but I am just not using it.
Twitter says that Vine is the template for how they're going to treat Periscope as independent. Vine and Instagram are examples. Instagram's owned by Facebook, Vine by Twitter, of small apps that have maintained their personality kind of independent of the big corporate parent.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Vine because Vine, let me open it up here, is going to start supporting 720p... video. Vine was, it's always kind of been like, it's, you know, some of the
what?
Stuff.
What, really? Vine's not 720p?
No. It was 480,
so
I think.
Well, that makes sense because...
All right, you know what Vine is, the 6-second looping video. By the way, I never followed the New York Rangers. I do not know if this is like some ad thing. I just...
Must have been revined by somebody you know.
Well... Wow.
Or no, maybe it's an ad.
It would be nice if they told me that. No, because I'm not.
Featured in sports.
Oh, that's... I must have followed like a sports thing.
They've become... They've become...
Nicole Lee, she works at Engadget. Oh, okay. All right. Bras. Junior Dahmer.
That's cool.
He's obviously in Shibuya. Yeah, so it's I like Vine. I do. That's actually a pretty good one. I'm going to go ahead and like that. I don't know. I guess I feel like I get enough of my short videos in Instagram now. In fact, I posted a video on Instagram yesterday.
Instagram, by adding video, kind of stole it for Vine, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, I guess. He always swears in his, I don't want to upset anybody. He's very funny, though. D-Storm, you should follow him, if you don't mind.
See, you like Vine.
I do, but I don't, like... I opened up Vine because I read the news that they were offering better quality, and I thought it would be fun to talk about today. But I didn't open Vine in the last 2 months since we last talked about it. It just doesn't, I don't know. It just didn't make the cut on a day-to-day basis. Do you want to switch gears completely and just talk about video in a whole other arena?
I'm trying to remember. Was it Viddy? Somebody in the chat said V-I-D-D-Y. There were plenty of other live streaming ones, and they all seem to be gone now. It's almost...
I think a lot of them got snatched up by larger companies and sort of dissolved.
Yeah, let me look at SocialCam, see if that's still around. That was... there's Downloaders because the program's gone. Oh, wait a minute. Autodesk bought SocialCam.
Oh.
So SocialCam was exactly the same thing. Maybe it's changed, you know, and now that I look at it, looks like what Autodesk has done with this is made it a way to share videos after the fact. And that's what people don't want. And that's what's...
I thought that's what SocialCam always was. It was
you could live stream with it.
Oh, okay.
But
social network.
People don't want the trouble of creating an amazing video, add title and soundtrack, upload or record custom soundtracks, share your... That's too many steps.
Yeah.
And that's why... These programs, Meerkat and Periscope, have succeeded. It's so easy to press a button and you're gone. That's it. You're going. No filters. Nothing.
There is another app that's actually beautiful on the iPad called Vessel. Have you played around with Vessel?
I'm not familiar with
Vessel. So Jason Kilar, who was the former head honcho of Hulu, left Hulu a couple years ago, I think now, and he's been working on the service called Vessel. And what Vessel is, it's interesting. They have... partnered up with YouTube stars, people who are, you know, are known or have a lot of followings, a few brands, to offer videos that will be free on YouTube eventually to someone that would pay Vessel $3 a month to get them 72 hours early. So it would be something like if Twit were to say, everything that we do is completely free, but if you want iPad today, 72 hours early, then you pay a small subscription fee, a multi-subscription fee. Now, you might say to yourself, who would ever do that? Because obviously they're already going to be free on YouTube. And Kilar says, well, that's exactly what we did with Hulu Plus, and a lot of people paid for it.
Remember, Dignation used to do this.
Dignation used to do it.
For about a month until they realized that their viewers were too smart. People would, one guy would pay for it and give it to everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. But on Hulu Plus, I think he pointed to the show Modern Family. This was like in 2000, I don't know, whenever Hulu Plus first launched. They gave Modern Family, which is an ABC sitcom, which is very popular, certainly was a few years ago, to people like 3 days early. And he said it was like the most paid for.
Wow.
Like, you know, they saw a huge spike because it's like people didn't want to wait. And they were like, $3 is fine. Good enough. Well, Hulu Plus is $8 a month now, but maybe it was different back then. So that's what Vessel is. What is nice is, you know, I've kind of gone through and I've added some categories of stuff that I like. I've got travel, pop culture, music, food and drink, fashion and beauty. So when I look at my stream, this is my feed. You know, I don't necessarily watch any of these shows, but it's in the categories that I've already said that I'm interested in. So you see an ad here. Now, if I were to say, well, okay, how about let's just, like, look in some other categories. You've got science and ideas, vloggers, whatever that means, prank, no thank you, action sports, in real life, surviving marriage, for example.
Hi there.
Leo, would you like to know how to survive marriage?
Yes.
There you go. 2 minute long.
Are they?
With an ad. But I don't know. Yeah, good question. Who are these people?
What makes them such experts
Apparently
at surviving?
Apparently, you have to skydive. And then
I am
you are
not
going to
skydive
no?
with my
Look
wife.
Look at that. They are ready to survive some marriage. Anyway, I don't know. I think that Vessel is kind of yet another one of those nice apps. Looks great. Some of these networks obviously you're going
to
know.
This is going to appeal. This is going to appeal to people who watch broadcast television who want to see Modern Family a day early.
Well, but it's not real. The focus isn't really on television.
It's on bad cable TV.
It's more internet shows.
Oh, all right.
Internet shows and people who are following them so closely that they are interested in getting them a few days early. You know, a lot of this stuff. I've never heard of, but it doesn't mean that it's not good content.
Somebody wants it.
It's a way of organizing and finding content that is interesting, but also getting it a few days early. Exoticism, black guys, and dating, is it? You know what? I don't. That's whatever this is. Where am I right now?
There are people who use Ustream to stream live. I don't know why. You know, Google Hangouts. Here's a program. This is called You Now. You remember this? This has been around for some time. Exactly the same idea.
Uh-huh.
You sign up. Although in this case, you could sign up with your not only Twitter, but you could also sign up with Facebook or Google Plus. These are people broadcasting. There's hashtags. I can stream live now if you'd like. Shall I? On You Now. Look at this. And I could tag my. See, that's what I mean. Is this stuff is not new. Let's tag it.
No, it's not new.
Let's
I think
that's what I find fascinating. iPad today. That's what I find fascinating is
iPad today. iPad.
There's my snapshot. Let's continue. I'll share it on Twitter.
Very nice. Go live. Yeah.
Go live. Now we're going to go live. Now this is my first broadcast.
On You Now.
Hi.
Hey. Looking good.
I'm on You Now. The longer you broadcast, the more viewers will join. So be patient.
It kind of looks like you're wearing, you know, one of those neck brace because it's all blown out on this camera.
It is kind of not looking good.
Did you get whiplash recently?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. I'm now live.
Oh, now you're live.
Now you're going to be live. There's Sarah Lane.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Now, this is interesting because it wants you.
Ooh.
No. It.
What does it want?
I don't know what it wants. It's got an icon, rotating icon. Ask your audience about their favorite song. What does that mean?
Oh, so it's like giving you ideas for talking points.
Because you're bored.
It's like dating your audience.
Oh, it wants you to see
Ask
this one.
Ask them if they've seen a good movie lately.
Hi. My name is Leo. I'm on live now. What's your favorite movie?
Have you ever been in love?
Have you ever been in love? If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Ficus.
Ficus Benjamina? Really?
I don't know. No, that was the only tree that came to mind.
So this, you know, it's so interesting to me. This has been around for a couple of years at least. Here's somebody from Bosnia watching. It has many of the same features of Meerkat and Periscope. You got to think, the guys who wrote this are going, what did we do? What did we do wrong? I
think a lot of it is just like, it's kind of marketing spins. Like, look, live streaming, we're ready. It's the age
of... And it's also UI.
There's that.
This is kind of more complicated. There's a lot of...
And the hardware just supports this sort of thing better. You know, are we ready? Are we ready for everybody to be live streaming everything all the time? And then we can just pick and choose what we want to be part of. Maybe we are. I'm kicking and screaming a little bit. I've got some live streaming concerns. It's just too much.
Yeah.
But that just makes me sound like an old person who can't live in the know.
But there are also counterexamples, there's no sound. Well, I don't know why there's no sound. I probably set something up wrong. See, this is why Meerkat, it's so easy to just get started and you don't know what's going on.
True story.
With you now, I don't know what's going on. So,
have you ever been in love?
That's a good question. I might do a Meerkat on that later. So, I also think, what were we talking about?
Talking about live streaming and are we ready?
I forgot.
Are we ready for this?
One thing that I am seeing that's kind of interesting is people who have unique experiences using Meerkat, and I presume Periscope will be used this week, to kind of invite people in. There was a crane operator. Somebody emailed me this. Crane operator. One of those giant cranes. He was Meerkatting. He said, this is how it works. You got any questions? This is what this does. And it was, like, really cool. We mentioned the news aspect, but I think it's more like being kind of be in somebody else's life briefly that is the most interesting of this. To watch, for instance, Jimmy Fallon's rehearsal is kind of cool. It's not something you would normally get to do. So I do think that I'm reserving judgment. You're right. My initial reaction is, oh, this is a flash in the pan. In 6 weeks, we'll be thinking about something else. This is draw something. But now I'm starting to think there might be some utility to it and some social value to it that might keep it going a little bit longer. We'll just have to see.
Yeah.
I'm going on the Meerkat. I decided. I looked at Periscope. I like Meerkat. It's a little janky. That's why I like it.
We've been talking about this a lot with people this week because, yeah, we're all sort of like, how do we feel about this new thing? Is it new? What's going on here? And I think that sort of like Vine or Instagram or Twitter or really any of the networks where you can follow somebody and engage with them, there will be stars that arise.
Yes.
Somebody will be like the Periscope star and they'll have figured out some very interesting way to regularly live stream content that people are really interested in.
Well, I'm also seeing Vine stars move over.
That too.
So you're going to see some people say, well, I need to be part of the next big thing.
And
right?
We've talked about Vine stars, not that many of them, but some of them are making a ton of money because they partner with brands. And, you know, there's this whole, like, ecosystem that I'm sure will come out of this. We're also going to get more breaking news that ends up on Periscope or Meerkat before any of the networks get it. And so we're going to see a bunch of vertical videos on CNN. It's just, it's a new dawn. Everyone.
It's a brave new world.
It's a new
and I love
world.
Being here.
You know what I love?
What?
Your shoes.
You like them?
Love them.
Aren't those great?
I love them.
Remember that from my trunk club?
Mm-hmm.
I kept these. So, and this sweater, remember this? You were commenting because you... This is a Ben Sherman.
Yes, I believe
that.
I believe that the day that you got these, you put on a navy Ben Sherman sweater, and
this
it was
it?
Lovely. That's the black version.
Oh, okay. I got both. Yeah, you're right.
Looking good.
So, look it, guys.
Look it.
We need help. Let's face it. Some of you are naturally natty dressers. The rest of us look like we just got out of bed in the morning. We need garanimals to match the top and the bottom. And yet, we'd like to look good. We are jealous of the people who, you know, the guys who just, they just look sharp. They look like they're put together. Trunk Club's going to get you there. Your clothes tell people a lot about you. Trunk Club helps you look your best and gives you the one thing you need, somebody with a great eye to help you, a personal stylist, like my personal stylist, Robin. So it was so much fun doing this. So I got an email, says, Robin's your personal stylist. I called her. We went over my style. We talked. It was really nice. We talked for like half an hour about all sorts of stuff, what I'm looking for, blah, blah, blah. Sent her all my sizes. She then put up a web page with potential choices. Some I said yes to, some not. So whether your style is casual, it's bold, or it's business, it's even formal, she'll pick your Trunk Club stylist. We'll pick items that will improve your wardrobe, put this page together, then she packs a trunk, and she ships it free to me. Shirts, shoes, slacks, jeans, belts, jackets, best brands out there. And then you go through it. And remember, we did this.
We did.
And I looked at what I liked. Mm-hmm. You helped me pick. I put the rest back in the trunk, and I didn't pay till they got the trunk back, and then they charged me only for the stuff I kept, like this sweater and these great shoes. Once your trunk arrives, you have 10 days to try things on at home. You keep what you like and return the rest free of charge. It's free to join. Shipping's free. Returns are free. There's no minimum purchase. And I love this. There's no subscription. I sent it back, and now it's up to me to call Robin and say, I'd like another trunk. And actually, she sent me an email saying, you know, the best time to do this is right after you send your stuff back, because now I know what you didn't like, what you did like, and I'd like to refine this a little bit. So
yeah.
I've said, yes, send me the next trunk. Next time I get the trunk, I'll bring it on and you can show you. You just pay for what you keep. Beautiful stuff to match your style. So this is one person's trunk, but it may not be yours. It's going to match what you like. Look, I hate shopping for clothes. I like shopping for gear. Don't like shopping for clothes. I frankly don't have the best taste. And because I don't like shopping, I often go in, take something quickly, and regret it later. This is great. It's easy. You're going to get your own personal stylist that she'll continue to work with you. She does the work. Robin's amazing. I was so blown away. She's from L.A., so she's got a real good, sharp style. And by the way, Trunk Club even does kind of tailoring. So their Trunk Club tailors come to cities all year long. You can go and get the measurements, and then you can get made-to-order shirts and jackets and suits and trousers as well. She said I should do that because a lot of clothes don't come in my size. Giant. So I like what I got.
I love the look.
Love what I got. Don't you love these?
I do.
I would have never picked these.
Yeah, that's
I didn't even know these existed.
That's the great thing about stylists is that they do stuff for you that you just didn't realize were very flattering. I know.
That's fun.
You'd never do that because you'd be like, well, that's silly, right? But it actually ends up looking really cool.
And then these are boat shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you knew, Robin, but thank you.
Robin, you're the best.
So all you got to do.
Yeah, people think, personal stylist. I'm not going to
have
a personal stylist.
Oh, no, you want one.
But this is the best of both worlds.
It's cheaper than a wife.
And it's not like you have to go meet somebody at Nordstrom and it's like
you
this,
don't
like,
have to,
it's like uncomfortable
I've never met her.
Thing.
It was a call.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so great.
Yeah.
And the trunk is fun. Remember when the trunk came? It's all wrapped up and they tie a ribbon on it.
It's
anyway, trunkclub.com/twit. That's all. Just use that address so they know you saw it on Twit. Trunkclub.com/twit.
I have a kind of fun little couple of features that the Tumblr app has rolled out in the last day.
I love Tumblr. What's new about
it? I love Tumblr too. So Tumblr, I love Tumblr, but I'm much more of a lurker than I am a poster.
Me too.
Tumblr is kind of getting hip to the fact that a lot of people are sharing pictures or links to stuff that is available for purchase somewhere. Or
they call that reblogging when you reshare somebody else's Tumblr.
Yeah, and sometimes there's kind of like this threaded thing that turns into like a nightmare. And so let's say Leo mentioned at the beginning of the show that Tumblr is really embracing Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. What it's doing is, let's say I say, all right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and add a link here because I found this really cool Kickstarter project. Sweet belts, dog. And I'll just go ahead and link. I copied the link from Kickstarter. This is a Kickstarter link while Leo was talking about his shoes. There you go. You see that it's a Kickstarter link. Yep, yep, yep. Description. Nah, I don't really need a description. We'll just go ahead and post this on my Tumblr blog, right? Okay, so we go ahead and say, it should be at the top there. There we go. Now, what I've said is, sweet belts, dog. It says, oh, I find that this is a Kickstarter link, and now you have a one-click link to pledge to be part of this Kickstarter project.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
They basically sucked Kickstarter into Tumblr.
Exactly. They've done the same thing for Etsy.
Oh, no, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
So if I reshare an Etsy, it will let me buy it right from Tumblr?
Well, yes.
Oh,
well, no. You, well, yeah. I mean, it's basically, it's not so much for you, it's for me as a person.
No, no, but let's say you see something cool on Etsy.
Yeah.
You reblog it. I'm following you on Tumblr.
Yeah.
I see it.
Then you got to buy
it. I can buy it.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you get a cut?
No. No. It's just more of like an organizational
Still,
that's
cool. thing.
I think it's cool. You've got three of them, actually. It's neat. There's Etsy, so the button is buy.
Etsy.
I'll show you the Etsy link.
Can I buy that
cat? That I did earlier today. So we got a pledge for Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Cool bracelet. You go ahead and buy it for $450. Oh. Would you like this cool bracelet?
Well, now it takes it you out some, to Etsy, so that's okay.
Yeah, it was some Israeli company. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the third one is for a service that I've never actually used before called Do Something. Have you ever talked about Do Something in the past?
No, I don't know Do Something.
Well, if you were to...
I don't do anything.
If, I know. We're very busy. What else do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
If you were to add any link from Do Something, I think it's like a... I think it's like a philanthropic... how to be a part of a variety
Do something
of
about the world and going
big.
To hell in a handbasket.
Oh, it's more like how to recycle worn-out clothes. How to, you know,
it's kind of like a life hacker.
Yeah, kind of like a life hacker thing. Okay, so I go ahead and say, all right, let's go ahead and select all, copy that link. We'll go back to our Tumblr app. I would like to add this link. You know, recycle. Recycle. Close. Go ahead and post that. People are going to think my Tumblr account has gotten very strange today. It's like, Sarah is really... So now we've got recycle, and then the default button is get involved.
Ooh, get involved.
So you've got three different ways that you can actually sort of add action items to what would otherwise be a link that someone might not really get the context of. If you don't peruse Etsy, Kickstarter, or Do Something on a regular basis, well, maybe this isn't that cool to you, even if you use Tumblr. But it's certainly nice to know. I'm going to go ahead and delete these before everyone thinks I've lost my mind.
I think there should be something called Do Nothing.
Do Nothing?
I would join that.
But then what would the action button say?
Relax.
Sit.
Get
Do Nothing. Z.
Oh,
I
love that
Z, 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 Z.
I need that button. I'm sorry, I can't help you. I'm doing nothing.
Before the show, you were talking about how you kind of have like a meerkat setup that helps you meerkat better.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Well, sort of.
So this is from Rockform.
Yeah.
So I have a tripod. This has a... I've had these for a long time on my iPhone.
Yeah, they look
so
familiar.
And it has a little notch, and it goes on the tripod so I can mount it. But the funny thing is it mounts in the horizontal mode because it's smart and says, well, no one would ever want to shoot a video sideways.
So now you have to do this weird thing where you
have
like,
to figure out a
weird
way to do that. And then this is like the most powerful magnet in the world.
So it just sticks to... That's why it stuck to the air blaster.
And then you get, when you get the Rockform thing, you get additional magnets. So I have... This is probably not safe and not recommended. It's probably illegal. I put one of that little magnet on my rearview mirror in my car. So now I can just slap that right on the rearview mirror, and I can talk to my my meerkat friends while I'm driving.
Well, if you're not looking at the phone, I doubt it's illegal. But you don't want to do that.
I think it is.
You
want
to look at the... Yeah, probably. That's probably something. It just even the temptation to look and see who's hurting you.
I think it
seems
illegal.
Like a bad idea. The reason that
I'm wondering, I'm going to look back in time and see if I can find me doing it because I can show you what it looks like.
Oh, Leo. Jeez.
Okay, go ahead. Why do you ask?
I ask because I was thinking, well, if you had like a selfie stick, then that could be like a fun meerkat thing. You get a variety of angles.
This will work with a selfie stick.
So I found something very curious. You know the annual music festival Coachella, which happens down in Southern California in Indio, which is outside of Palm
always
Springs.
Always wanted to go.
I went for the first time last year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't go again, but it was an interesting experience. Guess what Coachella has banned?
Selfie sticks.
Correct.
Awesome.
Correct.
I'm going to Coachella.
In fact,
when
you go to Coachella's, you know, festival info page, which tells you rules and policies and things that you can and can't do, and it's like no pets, no alcohol, no drugs, you know, stuff that's like no firearms. Okay, that all seems really, really, you know, standard. But they also have no selfie sticks / narcissists.
No narcissists allowed.
Yeah.
Well, we call the selfie stick Narcissus's wand.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's good.
That's the actual...
It's really not, though. Like, nothing is more narcissistic of having a selfie stick. It's actually better because you've got more angles. Yeah, so it's on the left-hand side.
Narcissistics. I think that really has more to do with the fact that you could hit somebody over the head with it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's really like...
It's the same reason that Coachella is like, don't bring an umbrella. It'll like, you know, you'll brush somebody, you'll scratch them, they'll be mad.
You don't want anything that extends beyond your body.
Yeah, you just... It's going to hit somebody in the head.
Yeah.
I thought it
they
was
probably
funny.
Say no tripods too. I see they say no professional cameras.
Yeah, they say GoPros are fine, but no poles or extenders.
No poles.
But no selfie sticks allowed at Hipsterville, USA, which happens next month.
I am so mixed. I hate it seeing all these people with selfie sticks, and I really want one.
Do you really feel like you see a lot of people with selfie sticks? I don't really see anybody with them ever, except unless they're at a tech conference.
I saw three yesterday.
Just in real life, out
with
in the wild.
Actual selfie sticks taking a picture.
They were strangers. You didn't know them. They don't work at
Twitter. No, they were all Jeff Needles.
Oh, wow.
No, I did. I saw three strangers yesterday in Petaluma with selfie sticks.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you think they were tourists?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, who else would use a selfie stick? They were all over in London going like this.
Really?
Do you guys have selfie sticks?
No.
No, none of the two people in our audience today have selfie sticks. I don't have one, but we wanted one at TechCrunch the other day.
You needed one?
Because Lexi and I were going to do a Periscope video.
It would have been helpful.
And we're like, does anyone have a selfie stick in this office? And nobody did.
You know, if I shouted that in here, I'd be three people would throw them at me right away.
Well, you know,
we've done a before you buy on selfie sticks.
There you go. I don't think they're bad conceptually. I think it's kind of like people are going to make fun of them the way that people made fun of people holding up iPads at concerts and taking photos or video. You're not going to stop them from doing it. Just embrace it. This is the future, my friends. Get on board.
Well, but I see. That's why I banned Jeff Needles, because it was one thing when he was going around like this. It was another thing when he had a rig with a light on top of it. Felt like I was
it's like Justin TV.
A documentary crew was here.
Right. Godspeed. As long as your content is really compelling,
the reason this works for both the selfie and for Meerkat is it's stealthy.
Stealthy. That's another thing. We didn't even get into all the privacy implications.
Right.
Because besides the fact that you might be holding up something sort of awkwardly, there's nothing to indicate if you're being live streamed on the internet. In fact, I was actually conducting a Periscope experiment the other night. What?
Is that what you call it?
Yes. That's the scientific term.
In clinical trials,
that's what we call it.
I'm conducting a Periscope experiment. I'll be with you in a
minute. Right. It just sounds really gross. Like, ew. Keep that to yourself.
Like,
No, but we were at one of my coworkers and I were at a bar that's down the street from our office. Mm-hmm. And, like, somebody was kind of watching us. And so we sort of, like, turned the camera on him and asked him a couple questions. And we were actually going to post that, like, in an article. And then we thought, wait a second. Because we left we didn't get like a sign off or anything. We were like, that's actually a privacy problem.
Yeah.
Because that guy didn't ask to be part of our stream.
Right.
But we made him part of it.
Well, that is a big deal.
What I mean? And that's something to think about.
You'll see that Patrick Delahanty over here has a big sign on his door of his office that says no meerkatting. We actually had to promulgate rules because people were going all over the studio with meerkatting and walking by screens that... You know, our accountant had screens with people's paychecks open and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You don't think about this. Because
yeah.
We have societal norms. You're not going to go up and look at the screen over her shoulder. But if you're going around with your meerkat, it'd be easy to capture more than, you know, you really were supposed to capture.
Yeah. Even for Twit. And it's like Twit is like...
And we're pretty open.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
But even here,
everything is live here. Yeah. But there are still limitations.
Right.
You got to run a business. Let's talk about Tim Cook giving away his fortune.
$765 million.
It was in the 800s.
Nobody knows exactly how much he's worth.
Right.
He had, of course, he gets paid, but then he has a lot of stock options that will vest over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But Tim doesn't have a family.
Right.
In fact, he says the only thing he's going to do for his family is put his nephew through college.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it...
He's like, everybody else is out of luck.
You're out of luck.
Just the one nephew.
He's going to give away, and I think that's wonderful.
Right.
He's already doing it.
In fact, it's funny because when I first saw this story, this is a Reuters story, but it first surfaced on Fortune, And I thought it was like some weird, like early April Fool's thing, just because of the way that it was worded. You know, and you've got Tim laughing and what, you know, it's like, Tim will give away his entire fortune.
Come to his house tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm sort of reading the article like, what's the punchline? And then I realized, no, that's actually what he plans to do.
But he's not alone. Bill Gates said at one point he would give away 95% of his fortune before he passed on. Mm-hmm. I think this is great. I mean, there are some people in Silicon Valley in particular who've made an awful lot of money. Steve Jobs very famously didn't encourage charitable giving at Apple Computer, but Tim has. And I think that's great that Tim feels like, look, I made a lot of money, and I feel like I should give back to society. I think that's great. And
yeah.
Bill Gates is doing the same thing. Warren Buffett's doing. In fact, Bill and Warren got together and created a group to encourage Silicon Valley ultra-rich to give away more than half of their fortune, at least half of their fortune, before they pass.
Well, if you've got that much money, I mean, Bill Gates is still really rich with 95% of his fortune gone.
Not, you know, exactly.
So what do you want?
He still has many billions of dollars.
Yeah, you've got it,
I
man.
I think nobody needs more than $1 billion. Probably enough.
Wouldn't that be nice? I'll settle for just $1 million. Still sounds like a lot to me.
No, that's too small.
Well, once upon a time, it was all the money in the world. Once upon a time, $100,000 was all the money in the world.
I'm just curious, because maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
Do you have a number, like, in your head that, gosh, if I had this much money, that's it. I wouldn't work anymore, and I would travel or do whatever you love to do.
I mean, it's like I'm not even up to $1 billion. A billion to me.
Oh, no, $1 billion's way too high.
I mean,
10 million?
I don't
5 million? Well, 1 million is not enough.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
But you'd never have to work again. You can do whatever you want.
I think if you want to really do whatever you want and not pinch pennies and never have to work again.
10 million.
I think it's more than that. For the rest of your life. It depends on how old you are, right? Depends on how you like to roll. Am I backpacking for the rest of my life or am I staying in a nice hotel? I think it's more than 10 million for my life.
Here's how I do it.
Maybe I'm going to die
soon. I figure what's 4% of that? And that's the amount I would be living on, because I would not touch the principal.
Right.
So could I live on $400,000 a year for the rest of my life?
Well, I think that sounds pretty great.
Yeah. So that's why I came up with $10 million.
Okay, then that's what my number is, too.
I'm glad we had this time together.
Me, too.
Is it just me?
Everybody needs a goal.
I thought almost everybody had in their mind a number.
I'm just poor, so I just don't think of things that way. I'm a realist, and I just want to pay my bills. That's all.
I feel like...
I just don't want the IRS to come get me.
It's a fantasy. I'm never going to have $10 million.
Oh, you've got $10 million.
Oh, yeah, right here. Let me just write you a check.
Do just fine.
But no, I'll never have... No, to be honest, I will never have $10 million.
No.
But if somebody came and said, here's $10 million,
yeah,
would I then just move to the Seychelles Islands and...
I think you would do this because you love it.
I wouldn't. I'd probably keep doing this.
You know?
But it's kind of a fantasy thing.
Right.
Because I know a lot of people who have a lot of... You do, too. We both do, because we've been working in Silicon Valley.
I feel like everyone I know except me is a millionaire.
They're all rich except for us.
Right. We just have to find that killer app, man.
I know.
Where's our Periscope?
I know.
Where's our Meerkat? That's all we need to do.
It isn't that hard.
No. It's just the idea.
We've seen so many idiots do that.
Sometimes the apps aren't even good.
We've seen so many people... Just because by coincidence they were in the right place at the right time with the right idea.
And they have many millions of dollars.
Millions. They're billionaires.
Well, once you get enough money, then you invest in a company that's better than yours. And then you seem like a real genius. And that's infuriating.
We're just sad, pathetic,
we're jealous.
Jealous
we're
people.
Jealous people.
Sitting
bitter.
Here.
We're just going to keep talking about this stuff, wondering why life has passed us
so
by.
So good for Tim Cook.
Good
$785
for Tim Cook.
Million. Dollars. He's going to give it all away.
There you go.
Except for what? How much is his nephew college could be like? A couple of $100,000.
College. I'm sure Tim Cook's nephew can go to whatever college he would like.
Put a million aside in case, you know, inflation.
Sure.
And then the rest, $784 million.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
He says he's already been giving it away. The problem is he wants to do it. And Bill Gates said this too. Bill Gates always said, I'm not going to start giving away money, start being a philanthropist until after I retire because I want to do it right. I don't want to just kind of throw money at things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do it right.
Almost like as a job. Then you sort of, you know, you're involved in various organizations. Okay, let's go.
You saw Avery Fisher Hall.
Avery Fisher Hall.
Yeah. So at Avery Fisher Hall, which was named after Avery Fisher, coincidentally.
I don't think I've seen the hall.
It's in New York City. It is the home of the New York Philharmonic, I want to say. And it's
I've never been there.
It's pretty run down.
Oh.
So, David Geffen,
the music mogul,
billionaire music mogul, said, I want to give you $100 million and you're going to rename it David Geffen Hall. And then the folks, the Avery Fisher family said, no, you can't. So the folks at Lincoln Center, where Avery Fisher Hall is, had to pay the Fisher family $10 million so they could rename Avery Fisher Hall David Geffen Hall. And then they asked David, well, David, do you want your name to be on this forever? He said, absolutely.
So now it's David Geffen Hall.
It's going to be in later this year. Huh. It needed it. They actually have a $500 million refurbishment fund they're working on.
That's a tough one because you're like, it needs to be refurbished. Somebody has money, but it, then that turns into a narcissist conversation.
Well, that's the thing. Giving your like he gave the
like, I'm going to do something nice to you, but I want recognition until the end of time.
Until the end of time.
Yeah. So, well.
Well, they gave they were able to actually pay the family, Avery Fisher family. I'm sorry, $15 million it cost.
15.
To get the Avery Fisher family to say, okay, you can take his name off. He's dead.
Well, everything.
He's been dead for years.
Well, there's a, you know, everyone's got that number, right? Right. Yeah, we don't want you to do that.
15 million.
But we will let you for 15 million. That's our number. 4%, we can live on that. So we got some emails. One is a follow-up from, I think what you guys were talking about last week, which was Nintendo coming to iOS. Now, Mark...
That's exciting, isn't it?
Well, it's exciting, but... So Mark wrote in, and Mark's like, well, hold on a second. You guys are getting ahead of yourself. He says, that you said Nintendo was going to come to iOS, but according to the press release, that's not the case.
Oh.
Only the owners of smartphones and other mobile devices can gain access to Nintendo games will be through a new game distribution portal operated by Nintendo and DENA. That's DNA. DNA. As we know, Apple doesn't allow that sort of thing. Therefore, unless things change, there will be no Nintendo on iOS.
So it's like Steam.
Yeah.
It's a game platform, and then you install that, and you can get the games within it.
Now, 9 to 5 Mac had an article that said, all right, they weren't addressing Mark specifically, but they were addressing this actual issue, like, what's really going on here? And it does sound like what is actually coming to iOS is more of a, you know, it's kind of promotional stuff. You will see certain characters, the Marios, that might appear in stripped down versions of games, but not the actual Nintendo games that we know and love and want. That is more of still an emulator scenario. But it doesn't mean that you don't have options. I think it just means that it takes the wind out of the sails of the Nintendo announcement just a little bit. And it also doesn't mean that Nintendo won't do this in the future or that it might change, that it won't change its mind if it gets enough pushback from people saying, well, wait a second. No. I wanted the Nintendo game that I thought I was getting on iOS to actually be the exact same game on iOS. I don't think that's what's happening right now.
No, in fact, Nintendo said specifically these will be new games, not remakes of Mario 64.
Right. But still... It's again.
Wouldn't you love to have the original Nintendo Mario games, the original N60 on an iPhone or iPad? I would love it.
On an iPad, yes.
And I mentioned this before. Sega did this quite successfully with Sonic,
mm-hmm.
and they've done very well.
Yeah, Sega. I would like to play Super Mario Brothers 3, where I always played the princess on. The Super Mario Brothers 2, where I always played the iPad. That would
you
be
need
super
a Wii
fun.
U.
Does anybody use those anymore?
I'll sell you mine.
I don't.
Okay.
I mean,
it's pretty cool. You're gonna really like it.
Yeah.
It could be the princess.
I don't. Yeah, you're right. That could be fun. I was very good at Super Mario Brothers.
See, I think you'd love it.
The princess, you know, when she gets enough power, she can fly.
$350.
$350.
That's my number.
Mm. Yeah. What's 4% of that? I'll pay you that. Okay. Are you ready?
Every year for the rest of your life.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Well. Yeah. So, are you ready? I hope you're sitting down, everybody. Four. In iPad Today history, we've never gotten a video that was this strange. Let's watch it.
It's Paddington.
Hello. My name is Paddington Bear.
What?
I would like to ask you one little question.
What?
Are iPads as good as orange marmalade. I hope that they are, but I need you to fill me in. Please, can you tell me? I'm a bit lost. Please.
Oh, Paddington.
I mean, what do you even do with that?
Yes,
I don't.
They are as good as orange marmalade, but don't put your iPad on toast.
You don't? Yeah. I just don't know.
I'm downloading that app right now.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
By the way, that was John sent us that. John, you are a scholar.
Did you read that book when you were a little?
Oh, I loved Paddington.
I loved it, too. And didn't he have a tag on him that says, please take care of this bear?
No. Oh, makes me want to cry.
So that was a program called Zubi.
I guess you just enter some sort of a keyword and then it'll say something.
Well, let's see, because I'm downloading
it. Our iPads is good, or our selfie sticks is good, or, you know, just weird.
I
saw
that
earlier today and I was like, what planet are we on?
Keep sending those emails in. We love them, the videos especially.
Yeah, iPadToday@twit.tv is the email address.
Keep it short, just like Paddington did.
Short and sweet.
Tell us where you come from and what your first name is. Paddington, I come from England.
Yes.
And then our question.
I like how he was like, are iPads as good as orange marmalade? I'm going to buy a movie ticket now.
Okay.
Very
weird. This is called Zubi.
Okay.
It's an iPhone-only app. Do not send me notifications. I do not want to hear from you,
That's
Zubi.
That's the last thing we want, Zubi.
Last thing in the world I'd want. Do you think it's Zub or Zubi?
I would say Zub.
It's downloading something. It's a little red progress bar.
They're
apparently
cute.
You don't
Look
just
at the
have
dinosaurs.
To be. You don't just have to be Paddington. You could be.
You could
other
be a
things.
Variety of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, while you are downloading that, I will remind people: iPadToday@twit.tv is the email address to write the show.
Hello.
You can also leave a voicemail at 757-504-iPad, or of course you can send in a video. Just send us the link. Don't send an actual video file like John did, and we will do our very best to make them part of a future program.
We do enjoy that when you do.
Yes.
It adds so much to the...
It does.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
Is it time to put a funny hat on?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my. This has gotten... How long have I been gone?
Have you ever worn that?
No.
Put your head in the thing there.
Do I put it on like
Yes.
this?
Yes. No.
No?
Keep going down.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a kind of a... Megan Pat failed this test as well. It's kind of a...
I don't know. Oh, I see.
Yeah, you get it? You get
I
it?
I think it's, so.
Your face is supposed to come out the front.
Oh, God.
That's it. That's my Sarah Lane. You're a daffodil. And I am search and rescue.
Yay. Oh, you look good.
You know, I could run into a wall with this.
This is nice.
Why do we don these...
Leo, I'm glad you asked.
Why do we don these funny hats?
Once upon a time, when Leo and I were putting together iPad Today, we thought, well, it would be fun if we ended the show with a real bang. A real bang boom wizzy.
Our app cap.
And we thought, well, why don't we put on hats? Because Leo likes hats. He's got this app.
I do. I have a big collection.
We've got this hat collection. We'll call them app caps to present our app cap awards. That means one app that Leo likes, one app that I like. Over the course of the last
you
time we all talked to each other.
You describe this we, but really it was you.
Yeah.
And then you said, what do you think? I said,
Leo, we should do this. And he said,
sure.
Okay. Which is a lovely thing because I think a lot of people have been like, I don't want to do that.
Oh, no.
That somehow seems too silly or gimmicky.
Anything you suggest I do, I don't care what it is. Because you've never steered me wrong, Sarah Lynn.
Well, I mean, and look at us now. Top of the world.
At least I'm pretty sure you've never steered me wrong.
Certainly.
But if I were, I'd go ahead first.
If I did, it certainly wasn't on purpose. All right, so my app cap of the week is actually Instapaper. Now, you might say, hold everything, Sarah.
Hold
everything. Instapaper isn't new. Instapaper is not new. In fact, it's gone through quite a few different incarnations. It's currently owned by Betaworks, which is a company that also has acquired Dig, which is another company that did not start off the way that it exists now. But Betaworks is sort of like you can think of it as kind of like an app incubation company, and they own a variety of products.
Or you could say they're just the graveyard for old apps.
Well, but you could say that, except that, I mean, have you hung out on Digg lately?
No, Digg's is so much better. I know, I love Digg.
It's great.
And you know, Instapaper, which was written by Marco Arment.
Yeah?
Programming legend.
It was kind of his first big app that put him on the map as an independent developer.
Yeah, he did the early code for Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now doing Overcast, which mm-hmm. is the podcast app we've talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
But he sold, it was nice because he could say, here, I'm going to take Instapaper and you're going to keep my baby going. You're going to keep improving it. And they have, so you're saying they have.
They have.
Which is great news.
Here are a couple things that I love about Instapaper, and I know one of them is going to bug you because you've already said in the past that you're not crazy about the speed reading apps.
Oh, I hate this.
However, all right, so this is...
They all do this now, though.
This is actually, that's actually an old article. Okay, friends don't let friends do cardio. It's a paleo blog that I read sometimes, even though I'm not doing the paleo
I'm liking
thing.
It so far. That's
all
good.
Right, how about this? Let's speed read this article.
Oh, it just does one word at a time.
Yeah. So this is now me reading an article about how I'm not supposed to run as much as I do. So now I have no problem reading this. You might say, that's a little fast. So you could go down to 320 words per minute. Or you could be like, you know what? I got no time. I want it to go even faster. And the idea of this is when you can only see one word at a time, you actually... You're not allowed to sort of skip ahead. You're not allowed to gloss over any detail. You actually retain the information better. But it can be frustrating if you're not used to this type of reading. I like it. I honestly like
What's the purpose of it?
Well, exactly what I just said. It's just to retain the information
so
better.
So you feel like if you do this, you're gonna retain the information better?
Not only that, but it can also...
You know why? Because you have to work so hard to read it. You have to turn off your mind.
Yeah, you can also read faster than you would normally.
Right.
Because you're not going back
and
forth.
So this is like Clayton Morris's Read Quick.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's built in Instapaper.
It is now built into Instapaper, which is great because so much of Instapaper that's being saved is text.
Instapaper is about saving articles that you didn't have time to read while you visited the website for later consumption.
Yeah, it's like all of those Twitter articles and links, and you just were like, read it later.
I use Pocket, but I might go back to Instapaper because that's a nice feature.
Another kind of interesting feature is, let's say you've got just
You've selected the passage.
Yeah, an area of text that you're like, this is awesome. Yeah. I really want to share this, right?
Highlight that.
And when you say share, you can share, via all the usual channels. But now you've also got something called TweetShot. And what that will do is it'll actually take a picture of the text.
That cracks me up.
And then tweet it so you don't have to worry about 140 character limits.
This is what people are doing nowadays.
This is the new hack.
You write something long and then you just send a tweet out to the picture.
And because the images show in stream. Now you're shaking your head like somebody's getting away with something.
Yeah.
But Twitter doesn't care.
You're breaking the rules.
Twitter's cool with it. Twitter likes it. Is it breaking the rules?
We'll see how much Twitter likes it when the entire tweet stream is just a lot of pictures of text.
Now how much would you pay?
You don't have to pay.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah, it's free. Completely free.
I should get an account.
Yeah. So those are, there are other, syncing has been improved a little bit. When you look at the developer notes for the new Instapaper, there are others. But I thought both of those were at least compelling enough to be like, yeah, Instapaper, cool. Because I think a lot of people ditched Instapaper for Pocket.
I did. I went to Pocket.
Because
but I might
Pocket
go back.
Was better with multimedia.
That's two features that are awesome.
Awesome features. And also, Pocket, when Pocket first came on the scene, it was sort of like, oh, Instapaper is for text.
Right.
But I watch so many videos, example, and pictures and that sort of thing. Instapaper also supports videos just the way Pocket does.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
And it has for some time. I mean, they caught up pretty quick.
Thank you, Beta.
So, when you've got your home area, stuff that you've liked, your general archive, videos are in their own section. And, if I want to go back to one of my favorite clips. Yeah, exactly. It's completely the same. Of course, you can't speed read a video, but...
Whoa.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah, that was
Don't
good. See,
you
we weren't
forget about
we weren't showing you, but that was.
It was the Breakfast Club.
Sincerely yours, the Breakfast Club.
Hey!
It's a good song. Instapaper is great.
How much is it?
It's free.
Still free.
It's free. Free to be me.
Is there freemium features? I mean, how are they making money on that?
I have no idea. I don't think they're making money at all.
Oh. So this is their business model?
Yeah, just no money is needed.
You look so cute.
Do I? I don't know if it's my best look, because I look, without the hair, it's just a
face.
Big old round face.
No, it's a good face.
It's a good face.
It's a great
well, it's
face.
The only one I have, so thank you for saying
it's
so.
It's a nice face.
Good. So that's Instapaper. It's Instapaper 6.2. So
nice.
Yeah.
I might have to go back to Instapaper.
Well, give it a go.
I like that.
Yeah. What about you? What do you got?
Oh, this is a game that even you will like. It's called Crazy Gears 99 Cents. And one of the reasons I find I can play it is it's aimed at 5 to 9 year olds.
Ah.
However.
Perfect for you.
However, and there, by the way, there's grown-up controls and all that stuff. But let's just play the game. I kind of enjoy it, and I find that it's kind of fun. It's a physics game. Get the sound on it because it's really cool. So your idea is you have to hook up things in such a way that the page... I love these beads. Listen to
these
beads.
Oh, this is cool.
The page slides off, right?
Oh.
And, of course, it gets harder and harder.
I love it.
You know what? Forget 5 to 9 year olds. This is for me.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not a kid's game.
It is so
this
great.
This is my kind of game.
Well, what they're talking about is that kids will learn kind of STEM concepts. Oh, wait a minute. I can't reach. But it turns out you're allowed to do this. And by the way, you also learn things like some real physics. Like if you do that, you can't really lift the thing.
Oh.
So you better put it here.
So you have to get creative. Oh,
yeah.
So it's like once it goes up about halfway, then you're good to go.
Yeah.
This is...
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like Bad Piggies.
It's nicely implemented. Yeah, it's a little bit... It's like an easy Bad Piggies.
I guess Bad Piggies
too hard.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. See, these can go. So now we're getting geared.
Ooh.
So, you know, I think a 5 or 6 year old is going to learn intuitively some pretty sophisticated physics concepts here. And I really like that. I really think that this is kind of STEM... education for the young folk.
I love it.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And 99 cents.
I find it, you know, it's soothing. I like the little snaps.
I like the little rattle.
Uh-huh.
And it's really easy, which is good for me.
Yeah, it's like it's not really getting much harder, actually.
I think... shut up. I think it's...
Oh, actually, I spoke to...
I think it's going to get harder. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut your
Just
mouth.
Shut your cornhole.
Shut your trap.
Okay, wait a minute. Here we go.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. You're right. It's not gotten much harder. Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
It's kind of fun because it kind of just looks like you're, it's like.
Ooh, you know, it's the physics of this are so well done.
Ooh.
And it feels so physical. Listen to the beads. I could see like a 2-year-old kind of just playing with it and then finally figuring out it does something.
Yeah.
And going, wow.
Yeah.
And maybe they're going to end up being, you know, like Buckminster Fuller.
You're right.
Because this is pretty...
A genius.
Is a genius. I just love all the sounds. Look, it's got carpet now. I don't know. I feel like this is a really... I would love to try this on a 5-year-old and see. Because I have a feeling they would just get a lot out of this. Or maybe it's just me. It's easy, which is why I like it.
Well, I mean, that's great.
I've mastered it.
Sure.
I'm pretty good at it.
I think we've proven it. You don't have to be 5 to like...
I think I'm pretty darn good at this.
To like...
Now, there's 61 of these, so I figure it's going to get harder soon.
Oh, yeah. This already makes less sense now, this one. Okay, there you go. Nope, still pretty easy.
I feel like I'm kind of a little kid here.
Sometimes you don't want it to be hard, though.
No, sometimes you just want something soothing.
Yeah, you're like, okay, good. It's just like it's like light brain teasing.
You feel like, though, it's going to get hard, don't you?
You feel that way.
You feel like something's going to happen.
But it might never
here.
Get hard. Oh, yep. Oh, you're still
What's
on only
do?
Level 16.
See, now we got gears.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's getting a little harder now.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Oh. So they want to hook you for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Oh. Look at that. See the gear.
It's less of like, let's make this super hard and more of just like,
Well, what you're really learning is you're learning real physics. You're learning physics.
All this stuff works together. So this is called Crazy Gear.
Crazy Gear, 99 cents.
99 cents.
I'm sure there's in-app purchases somewhere.
I don't know where.
Maybe there's levels later. It's pretty good.
I like it.
I think they did a good job.
I think it's for all ages.
It is. It's for mommy and daddy.
Particularly when you're wearing a hard hat from Ventura Fire Department. Search and Rescue.
It's the kind of thing you could get high and play this game.
You could get high on...
You could be...
On Whiteout.
Whiteout. You could be huffing
like
the Whiteout.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Ferris Bueller. I don't know. Sometimes I feel the need to be like, don't do that. It was just a John Hughes movie because we were talking about The Breakfast Club.
You can't. If you've ever tried it, it's not possible.
Get high on Whiteout?
No.
I've never tried, actually.
No,
I don't like the smell of it, so I don't want to try.
Right.
So, all right.
I'm sorry. I'm still playing the game. Sarah.
Yes?
Some bad news.
I know.
This is your last iPad today.
It is. I'm gonna take off the flower while we do this, just because I can't have like everyone saying goodbye to me with a flower in my
head. So when did we start this show?
Almost 5 years ago.
This is, which episode is this? You did
241, not 4.
Well, couldn't you just like stay till like 441?
I would love to, but you guys said no.
Well, the problem
you're
is,
the one making me leave.
You have a very busy life.
It's true.
It's and true. This show requires a weekly attendance. Megan's been great filling in for you, and she's done a great job. So what I think we're going to do is we're going to keep doing iPad today. We're going to go back to Mondays.
So you guys don't lose out on the show.
But would you do me a favor that whenever I can't be here, would you fill in?
I would love to. I really would.
Some other stuff coming up that I think you'd be very good.
And just kind of a little bit of context or anybody who's just like, whoa, I don't know what's the deal. I have a full time job now, and so
what?
I know
that can't
that's
happen.
Crazy. Well, a full time job that is not at Twit anymore, and so what we had decided when I moved on from Twit full time was, well, we still definitely want to do iPad today. I mean, this is my show with Leo. This is, you know,
yeah,
this
really
means
love,
a lot to me.
It's your show, absolutely.
And we didn't, you know, we just wanted to keep it going. So we thought, well, Saturday works. But realistically, every single Saturday doesn't always work. And I know it's been a little bit problematic for scheduling. And Twit just, you know, they've got their own schedule that they have to deal with that doesn't quite, we can't really figure out how to make it work regularly. So them's the breaks. Nothing lasts forever. Things evolve. Things change.
But
and
people can see you on TechCrunch. You're very active and doing a great job there and have your own show every day on TechCrunch now. And so I'm thrilled that you're doing that. And I'm sorry to lose you here. But
yeah,
you'll come back and visit, I hope, from time.
Absolutely. And when this whole tech thing goes to hell, we'll just go backpacking.
We're moving to Seychelles.
That's right.
If we each had $10 million.
And we can do, like, beaded bracelets. So you could come visit maybe kick back a few dollars
there.
Here and there.
There'd be a future there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sarah, we wish you all the best. It's been really fun
doing
this with you. You've been part of Twit for 5 years.
I know.
Even a little bit before that, because you and Martin were doing This Week in
That's
Fun.
That's right,
and that was a great show.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I don't want to say it's goodbye, because I will...
It better not be.
I will be happy to, thrilled to be a part of whatever I can be a part of with Twit moving forward
Part of the reason is, and you'll find out more about this, but we are going to be doing another show in this slot.
This I know.
Starting in May.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Very cool
and
stuff.
And I want you to be part of that show, especially.
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
Of
so we'll
course.
See more of you.
We will make something work. But I've had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful run on iPad today. It really is... You know, it's our little baby. It's been so fun.
All grown up.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the way it goes. I don't know. Maybe you can make it an Apple Watch show or something. Who knows?
We'll probably be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, one last time. Let's say goodbye and howl for the audience.
Thanks for watching iPad today, everybody. And Leo, we'll see you next time. Ow!